Welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community. This program is sponsored in part by the American Federation of Government Employees International and also the West Virginia AFL-CIO, and we appreciate their support. Folks, joining me today, we've got Jackie Jeter, president of ATU 689 in the greater D.C. area. Also, she is the president of the D.C. Labor Council. Everybody knows Chris Garlock. This is Chris's boss. Jackie, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Jackie, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. We really appreciate the great work that you guys are doing down in the D.C. area, not only with the D.C. Labor Council, but with the ATU 689. But that's why we're talking today. You've got you got some things that you got to take care of, and I'm pretty darn sure that the community is going to support you on this. What's going on?
Wow. We've got a blockbuster budget that's taking its toll, really, because it requires so many cuts. And we're involved in some of those layoffs. Mm-hmm. We've got language that they're trying to put in bills in Congress, safety bills that are needed, but they're also putting in language to change the collective bargaining process, the compact, and the pension. So, not to mention contract negotiations, safety issues, and a little bit of everything else. So it has been a whirlwind year, to say the least.
Right. I got to say this, Jackie, you are never going to become a millionaire working for the transportation systems. Okay.
Never, ever.
My goodness, being a bus driver, working on the light rail, heavy rail, doing those things for the community, they're time honored. They're great jobs. They're not easy by any stretch of the imagination. But you guys collectively and in totality with ATU are making sure that we get to and from in a safe and expeditious manner. And thank you for that. We really appreciate it. But sometimes it seems to me that politicians kind of look at the system and say, you know what? We need to make improvements in, this infrastructure or that infrastructure or some such other. But they want to take it out of the back pocket of the very people that are protecting the traveling community on a daily basis.
Well, you're right, and I'm very proud of the people who I represent and that work for the Metropolitan Washington region. Yesterday was, part of that. Even though some of us got to stay home or get 2 hours late or liberal leave or any of those things, transportation workers had to go to work, just
right.
Like they did, on a good day when we had the inauguration and any other event that goes on. And so, but most of us know that it's a thankless job, and it's one that we do because we are public servants and we enjoy it. I'll tell you, Charles, I think that some of the rhetoric that we're hearing now is indicative of our society as a whole. Mm-hmm. We sometimes think that represented workers somehow is taking something from us because we are maybe the smaller in the society, but it does not necessarily mean that all workers should not have, decent wages, pensions, benefits. Right. That's what we all fight for. That's what working men and women fight for every day. You do it, I do it, all of us do it. And so sometimes it's easier to take it out on the people that are doing the work versus looking at what is needed in our society as a whole.
Absolutely. Jackie, I look at it like this. You guys are the first responders when it comes to folks getting around in town. You're the bus driver. You're on board the light rail, so on and so forth, and you're making it happen. And you guys must go in. When we have these big storms, you must go in when there are horrific things happening, because without the transportation systems, it's just a collapse. But the long and short of this is the very people that are vilifying you guys are the ones with the really good pensions and the really good health care and the really good congressional parking slots. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean.
So I at this point in time, I have to think that the public supports you and is willing to come out and help in any way they can. What is it they can do to help you guys with these current trials and tribulations?
What we've been asking the public, we have done town hall meetings, because when WMATA came out with all the budget cuts, one of the things that they did was only have they had one public hearing. And so we took it upon ourselves to have three, so that we could inform the public of the cuts and the increase in fares and all of the widening of headways and all of that was going on. So to the public, I ask them to always think of this. There's more that we have in common than we have apart, and mm-hmm. that we are asking the public to call in. Let Mr. Weedafill know exactly what they feel. We're asking them to join the riders organization, Americans for Transit, so that their voice can be heard. That's a rider group that's out there so that they can, you know, voice their opinions and they have something to work with. They're a pretty good group, and we appreciate them. We appreciate them actually getting the riders together so that they can voice their opinion, and let their congressman know, you know, that no, we want you all to fix and fund the WMATA system. The taxpayers, the riders are not the ones that have actually caused some of the problems that the system has, but they should not be the ones that's having to totally fund all the repairs that's
right.
taking place.
Right. Jackie, the number to Congress is 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. That'll get you to the new congressional automation system, and you can reach out from there. Jackie, I promise you, I don't know if it'll help, but I'll call my congressman and remind them they are in D.C. on a fairly regular basis. Is there anything else that we can do?
That's about it. You know, I know that it's as difficult as and to be there when we call, because this is not something that's just going to go away today.
Right.
And so we are going to keep it up. We're going to keep up until they hear us. And the riding public is part of that group that needs to be heard. So just make sure that they, you know, keep up with everything that's going on. Stay tuned, because we're not going to give up and go away.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Jackie, I'm going to bet dollars to donuts that you've got additional information on your website. How do people find your website?
It's easy. It's ATU Local 689. .org.
One more time, please.
ATU Local, LOCAL 689.org.
There you go. Jackie, you represent what, about 6,000 members in the greater area?
Oh, we have 13,000.
13,000. I'm ashamed of myself.
9,000 active and 3,000 retired. So, yeah.
Your goodness gracious. It's always a pleasure, Jackie. We appreciate it. Very quickly, I got to tell you, it's with great pleasure that we get to talk to Chris Garlock, your PR guy from the D.C. Yes. Labor Council, twice a week. People all over the country are listening to that and finding out what you guys are doing. Congratulations on being president, and we look forward to helping in any way we can.
Thanks, Charles. I'm glad that you have me on here. I'm glad that you communicate with Chris on a regular basis, because that's what it's all about. I think as unions grow, one of the things that we can do is communicate with one another so that we know exactly what's happening to our brothers and sisters in the labor community, and that we are a brother's keeper. Nobody's alone. And Chris and you do that on a daily basis, and I thank you.
We got to get you on more often, too. But we'll talk about that later. Meantime, we're up against a hard break. I'm Charles Showalter. That was Jackie Jeter, ATU Local 689. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.